We continue our learning Le'ilei Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Unishim Necham Yaakov V'Rechav Shaliyo. We are in Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein Osines Ha'ama Batchila. An Ama is an irrigation canal. It's called an Ama. Here the Bar Tanur tells you, Charitzim, their ditches, She'osim Bekarka, She'bohen Ha'mayim Holchim Saviv Hasadeh. It's through these ditches that the water goes around the field, Umisadeh L'sadeh, and they're called Kruyin Ama. They're called an Ama, if you Shehen Rochav Ama Barov Ama. Because they are the width and the height is an ama. So that's what it's called, but it's a ditch, it's the new irrigation canal. And what it's saying is that you're not allowed to do it bitchila. It means to dig a new canal where one does not exist before. This, and it was used to direct water through the whole field or from one field to another. So this is something that you're not permitted to do. Bamoed on cholamoed, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's considered a tercha yisera because it's soil that has not, you haven't dug anything into the soil. That takes a lot of tercha. Uva shvias. And this is also prohibited to do in the shmiti. Now, the shmiti, we've already mentioned that to do excessive labor in shmiti is not a problem. The issue of tercha yisera does not apply to shvias. As long as something's allowed in shvias in the shmiti year, then it doesn't matter that it involves excessive labor. So the reason Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah does not allow this is because we assume it's similar to hoeing, which is not allowed during the shmiti year, and that's why it's going to be prohibited. That's the Bar Tanur says Mnei Shenira Kecholfer Bekarka Mishvias, which of course is not allowed. Now Chachamim Omrim. So the Chachamim disagree on the Shemitah issue and says, with the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and say, yeah, it's true, you're not able to make the Ama, this ditch, this canal, to dig it batchila on Moed, but in the Shemitah year, it's acceptable. They hold. The reason why this is not going to be compared to digging or to hoeing is because when you dig, for hoeing, it's you just turn over the soil in its place. When you dig to make a canal, you take the dirt and you throw it very far away. So that's why I wouldn't mix the two up, and we don't have to make a gzera that it looks like hoeing and therefore should be prohibited. And they also allow mitaknines hamukulkolos if you have damaged canals. So let's say earth fell into the canal and now water can't flow properly through it. So you can remove the earth and bring the canal back to whatever shape it was before. But to make new ones, the Chachamim would not allow, agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, to make new ones on Moed, on Chol HaMoed, would not be allowed. If you have a canal that's, let's say, partially clogged, we don't consider unclogging it to be considered a tercha yisera. But that's only, let's say, if it gets clogged a little bit. Let's say it's clogged to the point where now it's less than one tefach. One tefach, which we assume is a sixth or a fifth of an amma. One tefach allows water to flow through. The rest of it is clogged. So then you're not permitted to unclog in a Chol HaMoed because it's not considered like there's a canal there already, there's an amma there, a ditch there already, I'm just trying to make it a little bit more usable. No, it's basically digging a new one because water is going, flowing through less than a tefach of space. So that would not be allowed. Then the Mishnah says, "Umetaknin es kilkulei hamayim sheberushus harabim v'chotetin osam." This is speaking about things that are needed by rabim. This is one of the five things allowed on Chol HaMoed is what we call tzorchei rabim. If this isn't being done for the public, so then there are special leniencies that we allow on Chol HaMoed. So I'm allowed to repair a damaged cistern that's in the public. This is used to collect a drinking water for the people, and that's why it's allowed. Others say if it's cracked or it's dirty water, because the cracked dirty water is seeping in from sewage, so therefore you're allowed to fix it. So that is going to be permitted on Chol HaMoed. And the general rule is, if you have work that's needed for the public, it's allowed during Chol HaMoed, even if there's a tercha yisera. Not, of course, so for things that are private. Now, I'm allowed to do this, even if this is not something that's so urgent for Chol HaMoed, because it's a tzorchei rabim. Why should that matter? If I don't really need a Chol HaMoed, so why shouldn't I wait till after Chol HaMoed? Because since people are not busy on Chol HaMoed, people are not occupied, they can all join together for the tzorchei rabim and make the repairs that they need. If we left it for after the yantif, So then everyone's going to go back to their own job, and they're not going to participate in helping fix it. So this is a special kula we have by Tzorchei Rabbi. So that is, so once again, misaknim, we can fix it. Uvechotetin, O son, we can clear them from any pebbles or splinters that may have fallen inside. So that's also allowed, that's also Tzorchei Rabbim. Umisaknin es hadurachim ves harachovos, you're permitted to fix on Chol HaMoed the roads, the streets, any thoroughfare, ves mikvos hamayim, and a mikvah. So, misaknin hadrachim, you may remember from the beginning of Shkolim, this the custom was to take care of these repairs on the 15th of Adar. But what could happen from the 15th of Adar till Yontif, by the time Pesach arrived, so it could be that the roads deteriorated, so they need to be fixed again. Mikvah, so mikvah, make sure that the mikvah has 40 sa'ah of rainwater, and you need to fill it. If you don't have that, you'll have to do that on Chol HaMoed to fill it up. The osin kol tzorchei harabim, and you're allowed to do all tzorchei harabim. We know Mishnayos make such a comment, such a general statement after giving us specifics there to include something. And indeed, the Gemara assumes on Daf Hey Amud Aleph that this comes to include that we're allowed to dig water holes that are needed by the public. They have to be done professionally. So. We need skilled labor to do so, and therefore this is something that we are going to allow specifically because of Tzorchei Rabbim on Chol HaMoed. But this is, since it's done by professionals and not by everybody else, so this is something that should only be done if it's needed on Chol HaMoed. When it came to Tzorchei Rabbim, that everybody joins in together, that we said even it's not urgent for Chol HaMoed, people are unoccupied on Chol HaMoed, so let people join together to do so. But something you need a professional to do, so then we should only allow him to do so for Tzorchei Rabbim, that is, if it's needed for Chol HaMoed itself. Yerushalmi has a whole other list of public needs that are allowed on Chol HaMoed, and that includes any civil cases or capital punishment that are needed, if it were Pidyon Shvuyim or the Erechin, let's say people are people you want to evaluate the people's particular value, a fixed value, if they want to redeem their vows to give to the Beis HaMikdash, preparing the water for a sota, in fact, the burning of the Parah Aduma, and Egla Arufa is allowed, and if you have an Eved who needs to have his ear pierced, also allowed, and to purify Matzora. All of these things are necessary, and we allow them on Chol HaMoed. That's included in Tzorchei Rabbim according to the Yerushalmi. Umitzayin and Es HaKvaros, we're allowed to mark the graves. We mentioned this also when it came to the 15th of Adar. This is when it was done, as discussed in Shkolim, and it would put lime on the graves. Lime, if you remember, it's white. It reminds us of bones. It reminds the Kohanim not to walk in those areas and not become Tamei Meis. So even though we mark the graves on the 15th of Adar, now it's already Chol HaMoed Pesach. The lime could have washed away. So that's allowed on Chol HaMoed. V'yotzin af al kelayim, and we can send people out to inspect the fields to see if there are seeds, the kelayim that mixed together. Also, that was done in Adar, if you remember, on the 15th of Adar. But you have to, what could happen? You'd have plants that sprout a little bit later, and it became kelayim a little bit later. So this is allowed to make sure that there's no kelayim, and if there is, they would uproot it. And since these messengers were paid from public funds, so they were hired during Chol HaMoed when they're not busy with other things. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov Omer, Moshchim es Hamayim Me'ilon Le'ilon, Uvelvad Shelo Yashke es Kol Hasadeh. So he says you're allowed to divert water from one tree to another, as long as when you do so, you're not going to water the entire field. If you have water that's gathered around the bottom, the base of one tree, you want to divert it to another tree, that's okay because that doesn't involve Terechah Yisera. But when it comes, but to be mashka, the whole Sodeh, so that's a large scale amount of watering, so that's not allowed. That is a Terechah Yisera. Now, according to the Bar Tanura, the Mishnah is talking about a field that is able to, doesn't need added irrigation. Remember, we spoke about Beis HaShlachim before and the difference between a Beis HaShlachim and a Beis HaBaal. So here we're talking about a Beis HaBaal. It's something that can subsist only on rainwater without irrigation at all. And according to Bar Tanur's opinion, based on the first Mishnah, the irrigation of fields that don't need extra irrigation besides rainfall, it's not allowed on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to water those fields. But our Mishnah is telling us that I'm not watering them, I'm diverting the water, and that's allowed even in such a field that doesn't need irrigation, that just that's able to subsist on rainwater. You can divert water as long as you're not watering it in a general, in the usual way. Now, Tosfos Yontif says, no, if you look later in our Mishnah, we're going to speak about seeds that weren't watered before the Chag. You cannot water them on Chol HaMoed. So that obviously is talking about a field that is normally irrigated. So it seems that the topic of our mission is not a Beis HaBaal, is not a field that subsists on rain, on rainfall, but rather it's a Beis HaShlochem. So if that's the case, then the first halacha in the Mishnah, we must be talking about also a field. I'm diverting water, and the field is a field that's irrigated, and still you can't water it normally, you have to divert it. So therefore, Tosfos Yontif says, the Mishnah is talking about the following. It's talking about orchards. So pardesim are in a different category because they are usually irrigated to, not for them to survive, but at least that they're able to yield more produce. And that's why we irrigate them in addition to the rainfall. So they, although so you can't water them on Chol HaMoed because they can really survive without watering, rainfall is enough, but you can divert the water that's gathered in the base of one tree to another, that's allowed to improve the yield. So according to Tosfos Yontif, you really have three categories. You have fields that are usually irrigated, so that can be watered on Chol HaMoed in the regular way because the crops are going to die otherwise. Orchards in the middle category, which are, why do you irrigate them? They're not going to die, but you're irrigating them to improve the yield of the produce, even though they can survive by rainfall. So you can't water them directly, but you can divert water to them. And according to Tosfos Yontif, that's the topic in our Mishnah. And then you have fields that can handle rainwater enough, and you don't need to improve them at all, so then you're not allowed to water them even by diverting water from one place to another. That's the way the Tosfos Yontif understands this Mishnah. So then the Mishnah says, Zra'im shelo shasu lefnei ha-moed. If you have seeds that weren't watered, consistently watered before the moed, lo yashkein ba-moed, since they're growing, even though without you, you didn't consistently water them, and they're growing anyway, so obviously they can survive a few days without being watered, so why would you be allowed to water them on Chol HaMoed? So that's why that's not allowed. Others say that no, if I see they're dying because they weren't watered before Chol HaMoed, so this is a complete tircha that's unnecessary because you're not going to help at all. And others claim that since they hadn't been watered on a consistent basis before the moed, so you need to water them a lot on Chol HaMoed, and that of course would be too strenuous, and that would be a tercha yisera. Now if the field was moist, let's say, before the moed started, and now it's very dry, so since it was watered, it was moist before, then you are allowed to water on a Chol HaMoed, because this is similar to the seeds, let's say, that were watered consistently before the moed and can't survive without irrigation, so that would be allowed as well. The Chachamim allow watering in both of the cases, meaning you can water seeds during Chol HaMoed, whether they were watered before the Chag or even if they weren't. And the Chachamim also allow the irrigation of a field that can subsist on rainfall alone. They allow that. Why? Because they don't prohibit work that's done that's just going to increase the yield of the field. However, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov.